Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
New president.
We have to get back to a great country.
And new news.
When it's new.
I hear it on the sky first.
This year, open up your shiny brand news day.
We made history for a reason.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome and stay warm. It is 7:07. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's plagues. It's locusts. It's the destruction of the world. It's the seven signs. It's all that. It's the apocalypse.
Pretty close.
Seems like it.
It does.
But let's keep it optimistic, shall we? Let's start with this.
All right.
Happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. Can't wait for my next trip down to the Gulf of America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's going to change the name of that. Greenland. I'm going to take that over.
Yeah.
We're preparing plans to attack and invade any time now.
Absolutely.
So some of the media people would think, are you going to use military action to take over Canada and Greenland? I'm like, really? It was like a movie script? I've seen that movie.
Don't forget the Panama Canal. We've got to get that back, too.
Panama!
Yeah.
Van Halen told us a long time ago to get it back.
We should have listened. Yeah. We should have never let it go.
I know.
We really should.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Oh, because you can't be evil like colonists, right?
Well,
those people that say stuff like that are kind of stupid.
Look at history, people.
All right, so here's what we have going on. A freeze warning in effect for our area, and that is this morning for several hours, and then probably again tomorrow morning as well. Take the appropriate action. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson will join us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about Florida agriculture and how it could be and is being impacted by these freezing temperatures, frankly. And then you've got wildfires out of control in California. I mean, literally saying 0%. Contained. I'm like, that's not a firefighter, but that's not good.
No.
And there's a lot of reasons why that could be. They've never been good about being proactive as to taking away the fuel. You know, the dead limbs, branches that accumulate on the forest floor. I get it. You can't clean the whole Sierra Nevada area. But around homes in Los Angeles County, that's not a reasonable excuse. So, think about all the nastiness that's going up in the air. All this burning, all that. That is not good for you.
No.
That has to undo all the stupid little environmental stuff that they've put into the works in California.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Biden administration just recently granted them waivers to be even stricter again moving forward with the EPA. It's like, hey, you know what? Why don't you be strictly trying to stop wildfires? Part of the problem is about half of these fires, they believe, are started by homeless folks, homeless encampments, fires that are not, you know, little campfires that are not being managed properly. That's part of the problem. So, you know, it Newsom, why don't you take care of that before you worry about everybody having electric cars? Oh, by the way, yeah. 200,000 people in L.A. County are without power. At the same time, they're telling some people in this area, like 30,000 of them, get out. If everybody had electric cars, can you see a disaster scenario unfolding that would make the existing disaster far worse?
Well, that one and with the storm that went through the Midwest into the East. Same scenario, 200,000 people, no power, electric car. What are you going to do when you're out there trying to get somewhere? No.
All I ask you, use a little bit of common sense. Anyway, actor Steve Guttenberg, remember him from Police Academy?
Oh, yeah.
He was pretty funny, I think.
Yeah.
Apparently, he lives out that way. And he was seen helping firefighters clear the roads of abandoned cars during these Pacific Palisades wildfire in L.A. This was, Tuesday, yesterday, we're talking about. And this is part of this kind of ongoing wind firestorm. You get these Santa Ana warm, dry winds, and they sometimes get up to like 50, 60 miles an hour. Imagine that. And they're dry, and they are just pushing those fires. It's crazy. And they change directions on you, too.
That's scary.
So anyway, Steve Guttenberg, out there, he's a resident. He's in the neighborhood. He's like, do everything he can to help. And look, he's got training. I mean, he did Police Academy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It was a movie, I guess, but...
Well, I was watching some video, and that's part of the problem is abandoned cars is part of the problem. And they were having to use, you know, the big equipment just to move them out of the way because you got to deal with a fire. And
yeah.
You've got these roads jammed with cars that people jumped out of and ran away from.
Yeah, and what if there's a bunch of electric cars laying in the way?
That's a whole other thing.
It is crazy. Yeah. James Woods, he was out there, too, apparently evacuating.
Wow.
Yeah, he was getting out of the area. Standing in my driveway, getting ready to evacuate, he said, we got a lot of planes going over, dropping water, but we're told to leave, so we're getting out of here. He said, we're blessed to have L.A. Fire and Police Departments doing their jobs so well. He said, we are safe and out. He said in a later post, there are several elementary schools in our neighborhood, and there was an enormous community effort to evacuate children safely. I cannot speak more highly of the L.A. Fire and LAPD. Wow. So that's nice that he remembers the folks that are doing the hard work, running toward things like fire. I'm like, I'm going to go the other way. But even West Hollywood, right off of Sunset Boulevard, apparently they had fire breaking out there. This is crazy. Now, no injuries in that particular property, and they haven't totally assessed it, but I guess anywhere where you get a little flame, a little spark in these Santa Ana winds, and man, poof, it goes up. Eaton Canyon is one of the places near L.A. that basically erupts. You get in those canyons, and now you've got winds that increase even to higher speeds, but like pushing it through. Think about if you've ever been in, you know, large cities, like Chicago's the famous one where it's called the Windy City. Yeah, you get between some of those tall buildings on Michigan Avenue,
channels
or Lakeside Avenue, whatever it is. You've got, tremendous amount of wind. Think about that filled with, fire. And I guess it's not just California. You've got flooding in Mecca, Saudi Arabia there. And I mean historic flooding. The last time they had a flood that looked this bad, it killed 21 people in the area. Tibet, earthquake. I don't know if you heard about that. That killed at least 126 people. And you know, unfortunately, how the earthquake thing works.
Yeah.
You got to dig through a lot to really get an assessment. But more than 1,000 homes, I know, were damaged. So you've got that going on. It's like, wow. Right?
Happy New Year.
Some things you can't maybe stop, like, you know, earthquakes and, you know, heavy rainfall. But what you can do is try to stop bad people from doing more bad things, especially people who shouldn't even be here. And we're going to talk to Kat Kamick, Congresswoman, about the Laken Riley Act. This is something that was put together and couldn't get it through Congress in the past. They did get it through Tuesday morning. Now, what this does is, Lakin Riley was a young woman who was attacked and brutally murdered last year in Athens, Georgia, by an illegal alien released in the United States interior. So clearly, that activity is against the law already. But this legislation they put forward would require the Department of Homeland Security to take into custody illegal aliens who are arrested, charged, or convicted for burglary, theft, larceny, and shoplifting. Because in this case, the man who attacked Lakin Riley, Jose Ibarra, was issued a citation for shoplifting in Athens. And so there's, you know, some bleeding hearts, I guess, to say, well, yeah, he's probably desperate. Yeah, he's here illegally. He's probably trying to feed his family, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, he's here illegally. He was shoplifted. Now, that right there, let's get him out of the country, okay? And then, okay, that's not bad enough. He was later issued a bench warrant for failing to appear. Well, you know why he failed to appear? Because they never kept him in jail.
Oh,
so this legislation would immediately have, you know, ICE and DHS taking charge of that person.
Who would vote against that? I mean, come on, really?
159 Democrats, since you asked, voted against it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They're basically saying,
geniuses,
we don't give a darn about your kids or our own kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't care.
Wow.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else is bugging us? We'll tell you all about it for the next, 2.5 hours. What's bugging you is what we want to know. And that is coming up next, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. What's bugging you? Air it out. 877-975-9825. Call now.
What's bugging you?
And I know I'm not speaking just for myself, but so many other Americans out there.
Get it off your chest now.
We're not alone.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I got to bug up my pie hole. Oh, yeah.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Yes, we're here for you. We can provide a little entertainment information. We cannot provide heat, though. That's not what we do here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. And let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, besides the fact that I went to go press my button on my car to call you about what's bugging you and realized I didn't have my phone, I had to go back home and get it. Huh. Oh, my gosh. But what's bugging me is I want the criminal illegal aliens deported, but I don't want them deported because I want them put under the jail. I don't want them to have any other chance of ever coming back. And if you deport them, look at how many people we have deported over the years, and all they do is just come back. What is it, like, oh, they've been deported 6 or 7 times. No, they need to be somewhere where they cannot ever come back.
Yeah, especially when it's a capital-type crime. Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that. And yeah, you're right. A lot of times they're heinous offenders and come back time and time again. Felonies, all this stuff. Yeah. Hopefully the Trump administration will make some great moves, but they to do something really solid long term, they're going to need Congress to at least do something. Well, let's go to Jen. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I want everybody to picture the thought of building a wood framed house right along the coast, and when a hurricane is coming, making sure not to have a house that's raised up and making sure you do not cover your windows. This is how it is to me in California. They redo the same thing. They don't want to do any prescribed burns. I remember there was an article that the whole man's neighborhood burnt except for his house. And then they found out the reason why his didn't burn was because he cleared all the brush around his house. And then the homeowners association fined him for doing that. To me, unless they get their heads out of their orifice, they are not going to get ahead of this problem. Yes, wildfires happen, but they can do a lot to help mitigate it.
And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, I think simply put, when you continue the same kind of activity, doing things the same way, and expect the outcomes to be different, that is the definition of insanity. And you're right. These catastrophes, the only shining little thing that can come out of them is the fact that we can maybe learn from them and prepare for them better, help to prevent it, help to prevent the damage to be as bad. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is Trump has stated that he won't rule out the use of military force to take Greenland. The problem is that Denmark is one of the original NATO members making Greenland NATO property. So I think it's a bad idea. If he's really concerned about Russian Chinese, just get some NATO troops stationed up there. That's all he needs to do. Thanks, guys.
I never heard him say that. He was asked the question, would he use military force to take over Canada and or Greenland? And he specifically said, no, he's going to use economic force. In other words, strengthen ties with Canada. And he's not going to use it. I never heard this take it off the table. You're not talking about Greenland. You're talking about protecting Greenland, maybe? I don't know. But that cold medicine may be getting to you.
What?
But didn't it sound like he had a cold?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm not picking on you, Mark.
A bad connection.
Hope you feel better.
Not only bad
connection. No, he sounded very nasal and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do that neti pot thing.
Oh.
Take your vitamins.
I see.
Zinc.
Yes. I'll do all that. I can't be snorting things up my nose. I'd make a terrible drug addict. I could not, you know, back in the day, no.
Do you like needles?
No, not okay. crazy about those things.
So, okay, good. I mean,
I would be a terrible drug addict now that I think about it.
And so. that's a good thing, Greg,
yeah,
because God help us, you on drugs, that's all we need. Hey, I don't know if it fits under bug. I don't know. It doesn't bug. Peter Yarrow.
Oh, yeah.
Of Peter, Paul, and Mary died.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. 86. Of course, 86 was old. But every year we get closer to that, we're like,
yeah.
He was a spry 86. Anyway, Peter Yarrow, he helped to write one of the group's most enduring songs. You may have heard of it before. Do you have it, Linda? You don't have it, Linda.
That one?
Oh, you're too good.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of drug addicts, is that what this song's about?
See, I don't think it is.
Really?
But I could be wrong.
You're naive.
Uh-huh.
Puff the magic dragon.
Bubble, bubble on that bong.
And frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff.
Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea.
Oh, there's Mary.
It's funny. I was at the supermarket the other day. I almost bought a can of Honolulu. You ever heard of that?
Maybe was that Homily? Maybe that you almost bought.
Yeah, whatever. Honolulu, Homily. Potatoes, potatoes.
Don't let letters get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Peter, Paul, and Mary. Now, did they try to name themselves after, like, you know, Jesus figures?
I don't know. Maybe it was just a coincidence. I don't know.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Because if they did, then I might cut him some slack on Puff the Magic Dragon.
Right.
Otherwise, you 60s hippies, you burnouts.
And they were old lefty hippie, you know, but they were probably happy hippies back in the day.
Happy, the good,
you know,
old-fashioned hippies, man.
Not like these new.
You know, they're about peace and daisies and good things.
What is it that you always say about the new ones? They smell like what?
Patchouli oil.
Yeah, that's what
I just smell like they haven't bathed.
Well,
I guess more water for the rest of us. I shouldn't complain too much.
Yeah, but you're limited on when you can use it if you live in certain places. And that bugs Bob.
Yeah, unless you own a bottling company. Whoa. Don't water your lawn.
There's a way to wrap up the
whatever.
Segment. Yeah.
That's what I say there. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's why I moved out to God's country and dug the deepest well deep into the aquifer.
You're attacking Mother Earth?
No.
Okay.
I'm letting her flowing waters energize and flow forward the way God intended it.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be joining us on the air right here on 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, national security advisor.
A transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Gift of news.
Stay on top of Florida news.
Weather.
Weather can affect everything.
And traffic.
So you don't get stuck on I-75.
Year round.
Super important for me to know.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I'll be back as a tractor.
Excuse me?
Wasn't in the movie Terminator, was it?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to come back as a tractor. Details on that.
Wow.
Coming up, it is 7:34. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. And we're going to have Wilton Simpson on, Florida Ag Commissioner. We're going to ask him about, well, the cold weather, the crops. What's going on there? Are we going to be able to, is it going to impact us? Consumers going to pay more? Farmers going to suffer? Hopefully not. But we are under a freeze warning in our area as we speak. This will go on again during the early morning hours of tomorrow as well, it looks like. So hopefully people are prepared. Hopefully ag can do what they can do. I don't know how much and what they can do, but we will definitely talk to them about that. Maybe we'll ask them about our war against the machines. Yeah. AI is one thing. Very scary. What's the other one? Tractors. Running on their own without farmers in them.
Is this a horror movie?
It could be. John Deere announced plans to introduce a range of self-driving farm and work vehicles, tractors, dump trucks, even a robotic lawnmower. Hey, wait a second. This might be something good. The company plans a fully autonomous corn and soybean farming system by 2030. Are we still going to be farming with soybeans? When are we going to say,
enough. No.
Soybeans.
Making tofu and stuff.
But making men women.
Exactly.
Hello.
Yes, do your homework there, people.
Yes.
Don't feed those to your boys.
Quartz reports that John Deere is doubling down on its commitment to autonomous technology, the T2000 coming out. Oh, no, wait, that was in the movie.
That's not part of the story.
They first introduced a driverless tractor in 2022.
Now, you mentioned the whole lawnmower thing. They've actually got the little ones that look kind of like, you know, the little vacuum cleaners you got in your house.
We have one of those.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of cool until it torches you. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. Beep. But go ahead.
Well, they do make little lawnmowers like that. I just don't know how well they would cut. I don't know. I've seen it, but, I mean, at the big box, you know, hardware stores. Maybe if somebody's got one, I'd love to know. Does it really work?
Runaway lawnmower, yeah, could remove the toes of your neighbor. That would not be good.
But bad.
A runaway tractor?
See, that's my point. It could be a farmer's horror movie.
Listen, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear it in the movie, the machines are taking over. And I say that. Not as jokingly as I did 10 years ago. The machines are taking over. Yeah. AI. Hey, let me ask you something. The AI is going to, as my son said, he goes, they could take what would take supercomputers thousands and thousands of years, you know, to give an answer to, and AI can do it in 5 minutes. Okay. All right. Here's what I want AI to do. Take all that snow or water from floods and take it to California and put out the wildfires. Hello? Hey, AI. See, you ain't all that. You ain't all that. That's what I want. Hey, AI, how can we get affordable housing for people so they don't have to live homeless or young people can actually purchase a home and invest in their community and their future. Hey, AI, where are you? Hello? Now, AI is going to be used. It is going to be used against us, the little people. Okay? It's going to enslave us further. It's just like, remember when they came out with computers when they were first talking about it? I don't know about you, but I learned it all at Tomorrowland at Disney. They told me. Look at that. They got it. And it looked like a Mac computer, right, in the kitchen. I'm like, wow, Mom's got it made now. Everything's automated, right? Yeah, our lives aren't nearly as busy as they were. Yeah, right.
Well, but at least computers did do the one thing, and that eliminated all the use of paper.
That's hilarious.
It was supposed to.
Oh, but 30 now, years ago. Yes. In 10 years, we'll be a paperless society for sure. Maybe even sooner. Yeah. Well, I remember when they'd say, oh, everybody will be telecommuting and working from home. And it took a pandemic to do it. And then as soon as the pandemic was over, what the control freaks do? You need to be here under the thumb, man. We can't control you if you're at home, which a lot of people can't work from home. They're bozos. They're not disciplined enough to.
But they do know if you're on your computer or not. And they can look at keystrokes and stuff like that. So.
And guess what? They will be AI.
Yes.
Yes. AI will say anything. Miss Judy, we noticed you did not log on until 8:19 a.m.
That sounds like the computer on the original Star Trek.
And didn't take a single keystroke for another 26 minutes. And then, also through our monitors, we smelled egg and bacon cooking. Wow. Right? Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Donnie, you're on the air.
Yeah, computers were also supposed to make medical records be a lot easier to find. That hasn't happened. But as far as something else that AI can help with, maybe they can teach Waymo to let the guy out of the car driving around the airport. Boy, this is going to be great when this all happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait. Yeah. It's like every other thing they promised. By the way, I love it. This is self-teaching, self-taught. There is no such thing. There isn't such a thing. People aren't self-taught. You learn by experience. Ouch. Mm. Don't put your hand on the stove, dummy. Some learn sooner than others. But it's going to be garbage in, garbage out. If you've got a bunch of lefties filling this AI machine full of lefty ideas. Now, look, when it comes to straight, hard science, if there is such a thing, like when it comes to numbers, figuring out equations.
Yes.
Nothing's going to beat AI. It's going to be huge. It's going to be helpful in that area. When you talk about engineering and applications to weight and stress and architecture making homes maybe better, safer, less prone to disasters, et cetera, there's going to be some great applications. But don't kid yourself. It's going to replace a lot of humans, and they'll do it much, much sooner than the technology is ready for, just like they've done with all these other computers. We could run this radio station in 1935, and we could run it without anything. We had generators. Mm-hmm. We had the technology to do it, and we didn't have a problem with it. Now, if Google goes down, we're down. Tell me about the progress in that. Mm-hmm. And I'm picking on us.
But all of every piece of technology in here has a hard drive somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. What could go wrong?
Everything.
Hey, do you ever have to reboot your computer? Wait. Autonomous vehicle, like autonomous tractors. Now, that might save a farmer some labor. It could turn out to be something good.
Yeah.
But autonomous driving? Hey, mm-mm. I never asked for anybody. I like to drive.
Me too.
Now, that's going to be taken away. Absolutely taken away. You watch and see. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, so I clicked on a YouTube Star Wars, I think you call it Panavision, right? And it's AI generated in 4K, and it looked absolutely incredible. So now that I clicked on that, I get all of this AI stuff, just a ton of it I get from developers. And AI right now, the 4K stuff is almost indiscernible from real life. Mm-hmm. It is so incredibly good. And what they do is they make the characters from these movies look kind of sort of like the ones from the movies without getting sued, I guess. But it is scary how good it is and how good the voices is. And the thing is that the human movement is almost there. So I don't think it's going to be more than a year where they're coming up with stuff where you talk about deep fakes. They can script stuff and have the characters do whatever they want. And if we had a terrorist event, who knows if it was real or AI generated. My son and I were watching Game of Thrones from, 10 years ago, and that was cutting-edge state-of-the-art graphics. It is garbage compared to what you can do today. You just jump on one of these AI generators, tell it what you want. Oh, the dragon's attacking the people. Well, it looks a heck of a lot better than the millions of dollars they spent in Hollywood producing it.
Oh, yeah. You want to get rid of a politician? I've got a film here of this guy doing very unsavory things with these other people. I saw online somebody who took a family photo of, like, say, mom and dad back in the early 50s, it looks like. And they're turning toward each other and a hug and a kiss. He took the photo, applied AI, and it actually showed movement, and it looked just like it was a video clip, turning, hugging, and kissing mom and dad, which, yeah, that's very cute, very heartwarming. But how can that be applied in a very detrimental way? Oh, no, wait, that's right. We can trust today's media.
Okay.
Well, there's always the FBI. Anyway, Roy, good morning. You're on the air.
Tyler, good morning to you. Now, here's the thing. I have an issue with AI. First of all, it's going to put people out of work that, the farmers alone. You know, they hire people to work, run the tractors and stuff. Not only does the owner of the farm have to get out and drive, but so does the employees and family members and stuff like that. It's going to put these people out of work. Next thing you know, then somebody else is going to take over the farm, and they're not going to have a job. They're not going to have a home.
Well, and here's the interesting thing. Yeah, they're going to buy their own replacement, possibly, right? But then they're going to go, oh, by the way, yeah, it's autonomous, so it's going to cost you quite a bit more, but look what you're going to save in labor costs. And when you look at it, you're like, oh, okay. If you look at it realistically, you're like, yeah, we'll break even after X amount of years, but what they're not going to factor in is how many times they have to call an IT guy out to the family farm who's making a hell of a lot more than the guy shoveling you-know-what out of the barn.
And when do mega companies own all the farms using automated equipment?
Yeah. These things we ponder and more on the way on the entertainingest show that brings you doom and gloom, death and destruction, the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. That's his name, Greg Cassidy.
Yeah. I've not been replaced by AI yet.
So. Yeah. Yeah. But you could replace David, though, and we could go back in time and get back on that bus. Right? 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there. Hang in there. More to come.
Trending right now on The Sky.
New Orleans terror.
A vicious attack on innocent Americans celebrating New Year's.
3:15 a.m. on Bourbon Street.
As it happens.
He posted videos on social media.
IEDs were found.
The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle.
It's New Orleans right now, but are there other cities?
The news station.
A blast in a Tesla Cybertruck at the entrance to the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas.
Now more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. On News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Try to stay warm. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:49. Welcome, welcome. It's also a happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. Trump taking over the world as predicted. He is going to be a dictator. We're going to own Greenland. We're going to Canada.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Look, forget about the eggs. The price is going crazy because of bird flu. But if we attack Canada and take their resources, we're going to have free bacon for everyone.
Nice.
That's it. In, you know, scrawny kind of Canadian bacon, but yeah, it's bacon, supposedly.
The price is right.
Yeah, right. All right. So you got that. Actually, seriously, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up at approximately 8:05. We'll ask her about some of these things. More importantly, though, the passage of the Laken-Riley Act. This is where an illegal immigrant destroyed, literally, the life of Laken Riley. She's going to school, Georgia, and a beautiful little town of Athens. She's out jogging, and Jose Antonio Ibarra allegedly murdered her. And the thing about it was, he was earlier issued a citation for shoplifting, later issued a bench warrant for failing to appear in court on those charges, and nothing happened. ICE didn't follow through, Department of Homeland Security, all that, which we know happens, unfortunately, all the time, especially under the Biden administration, and especially the so-called sanctuary garbage and all that. But anyway, bottom line is, House Republicans want to resolve that issue, and they did get 48 House Democrats to go along with it. So now there will be action taken immediately to get rid of the illegal immigrants that commit crimes, even if they're, you know, shoplifting and robbery, burglary, theft, things like that. And that's a great idea. And I don't know who would be against it, but apparently 159 Democrats in the House were against it. Yeah, because we don't want to protect our kids, our young people, our wives, sisters, daughters. What is wrong with it? Those Democrats in the House.
Incredible.
Just absolutely shameful, yeah. Really. And we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick about that and more things. Look, Donald Trump said, I'll rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. And this is hilarious, and I'll tell you why. Is this important in the grand scheme of things and prioritization? No, it's not. Basically, Trump is giving the lefty media something to jibber-jabber about. When one so-called journalist, I guess, I don't know what you call him, reporter, the term doesn't really matter anymore, I guess. Are you going to use military force to take over Greenland? Yeah. Really? Well, I guess, from the lefty's perspective, I mean, they said he was going to be a dictator,
yeah,
so.
Day one, yeah.
But we're going to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. What a beautiful name, and it's appropriate. And Mexico has to stop allowing millions of people to pour into our country. See, that was part of the point. That was part of the point. That's how he deals in that sort of little subtlety there.
Anybody heard of satire? Makes a point.
No,
sarcasm?
No, they've never heard of that.
Oh, okay.
Trump's announcement comes as he has recently focused on nearby territories and U.S.-constructed Panama Canal, openly considered acquiring Denmark-owned Greenland, citing national security reasons. He didn't say he was going to take it. Let's say those people voted for independence, and then they voted to become part of the U.S. It would be probably a similar type thing that we have maybe with the U.S. Virgin Islands or Puerto Rico, something like that. I don't know. I think there might be gold in them there hills. There might be something else there. Could it be precious minerals? I don't know. But right away, Marjorie Taylor Greene took action and directed her staff Tuesday to begin legislative process changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Well, it is between the Americas.
It is.
See? So, same. Makes more. There's two Americas there. There's only one Mexico.
Yeah. Again. So. On priorities, not important. Trump is doing this to keep the little mongrels busy, you know?
You mean the ones in the press?
You know, you know when you're tired of playing with old Skippy, you know, and you give him one of those bones that, like, would take him, like, a year to chew through.
Yes.
Here you go, Skippy, you know, your little mongrel. Go bite on that for a while. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. It's Scott. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Two quick points. You pretty much said what I was going to say about how Trump is a master at sending these people on a wild goose chase, chasing after things. They're so knee jerk in their reactions. They'll chase after anything. The other part was just a real quick thing, if I can say it. There's this television show or this movie out now on Netflix. It's called Horizon, and sort of in like fashion, that movie Horizon, the left hates it. And it's interesting because it's another knee-jerk reaction. They hate that show because in the show, marriage and family and women are protected by strong men, and they keep them safe. And it's an interesting how they're just reacting, knee-jerk reaction. They hate the concept of men, good men, protecting their families. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Well, yeah, because of the left has been really good at normalizing everything other than the family unit. You cannot watch so many shows now without some sort of sexual activity outside the norm. There has to be homosexuality involved, even if it has no impact or importance it plays in the storyline at all. Not one bit. And you'll see it in there.
Yep.
You'll also notice that if you watch anything that Taylor Sheridan works with, and he's the guy that, you know, the Kevin Costner, why does it escape me all the time? You know, that Western show.
Right. Yeah.
Yellowstone. All right, and he's written a lot of other stuff, and he's got a new one out with Billy Bob Thornton in it. It's really good. It's about oil drilling.
Ooh.
And you can tell. Now, he does the opposite of lefties. He gets in his conservative-type jabs, and I absolutely love it. And he's got a huge following now. Everything he touches is turning to gold, and it is. It's about being real, and I absolutely love it. And you'll notice these things. And it, you know, on one hand, trying to normalize this kind of thing. The other hand, the left. See, you could have a combination of both. You could. Or you could have programming. You say, look, this is we're catering to this group, this other group of people. And that's fine. What they want to do, though, is normalize things that for years ago would be, you know, that wouldn't be acceptable. Well, that wouldn't be normal, you know, basically glorifying like sex outside of marriage and things like that, you know, glorifying it. Oh, and these OnlyFans things. I see these stories about, I was a school teacher and, you know, now I make $100,000 a month with my OnlyFans page.
Right.
Now, a lot of that is true. There are people becoming very, very rich and, look, they can police their own behavior, and if they can make money off it, you know, I guess that's okay. But it's not normal. You shouldn't promote it, you know, and that's exactly what's taking place. And what happens is, yeah, you're going to get your story in the you know, New York Post about how your OnlyFans page, you make X amount of dollars.
Right.
What about all the young women who have destroyed their lives doing things that they are so not proud of, and as they become adults and more mature and look and say, how am I going to explain this to my children if I'm going to have those or whatever? How am I going to explain that type of behavior they get taken advantage of and are not necessarily getting wealthy by it? Most of them don't. You only hear about the ones that do. It's a sad trade-off. Hey, give up your morals and your integrity for money. That's sad. All right, we've got a lot more to talk about, including Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the show in minutes, 97.3 The Sky.